Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey parents, are you looking for ways to take care of your own mental health while caring for those around you? If so, check out How to Be a Better Human. Each week on How to Be a Better Human, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways that you can improve your life. This show has everything from an episode with Dr. Becky about how to repair relationships when you've made a mistake, to how to set boundaries both with your kids and your parents, and even a deep dive on why it's okay for your house to be messy sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed. And more great episodes come out every Monday. Find out how to be a better human wherever you get your podcasts. And now, it's time for Who Smarted. Psst, hey, Smarty Pants, trusty narrator here. In case the sound of kids playing, swinging, sliding, and teeters-tottering didn't give it away, let me just come out and tell you that right now, I am at a playground. And while I absolutely loved playgrounds as a kid, I am too big to fit in the swing these days. And the jungle gym isn't really for me. But I did try the curvy slide once. But the truth is, I'm not here to play. I'm here to meet my good friend Trish and her son Brandon. This is their local playground, and they come here every day the weather is nice. Oh, in fact, there they are now. Hey guys! Over here!
Trusty! Hi! It's so good to see you.
You too! How are you?
We're good.
Hey, Trusty!
Hey, Brandon. Good to see you, buddy. It's been a while. I missed you too.
I know. Our schedule's been jam-packed lately. Between baseball practices and games, bass lessons, and school. It's a lot.
I hear ya. Brandon! What position do you play on your baseball team?
Mostly right field, just like Aaron Judge on the New York Yankees. He's my favorite player in the whole world. Did you know he played in 5 All-Star games, has hit over 250 home runs, and was the American League Rookie of the Year 2017?
No, I mean, I know he's certainly one of the best baseball players in the game, but I don't have all his stats memorized like you do.
Too bad he got hurt last year. I think he would have broken his own record for home runs and RBIs.
I think you're right. The only thing he broke was his toe running into that outfield wall.
You're funny, Trusty.
Oh, hi, Abby. I didn't see you here.
Hi, Mrs. Browning. Hey, Brandon.
Abby, this is our friend Trusty. He's the narrator for the Who Smarted podcast that you and Brandon listen to on the way to school.
Who Smarted?
No way!
Way? It's me. Nice to meet you, Abby. I'm glad you like smarting with me and all your friends on Who Smarted.
I love it. Mrs. Browning, can Brandon come play with me on the balance beam? I learned a new game I want to show him. Don't worry. We'll use the lowest beam. It's only 3 inches above the sand. Brandon can even hold my hand if he wants.
Can I, Mom?
Okay, sure, honey. Just be careful. I'll be right on this bench if you need me.
Yes!
Thanks, Mrs. Browning. Come on, Brandon. I'll race you.
Okay. On your marks, get set, go!
Wow. Abby seems like a great friend for Brandon.
Absolutely. She's a few years older, and she has a younger brother, Ethan, who, like Brandon, is also autistic.
Ah, I see.
For a 12-year-old, she's quite up on the support Brandon needs.
That's wonderful. I gotta say, I'd be willing to bet a lot of the smarty pants listening have questions about autism. And as a special needs teacher and the mother of an autistic child, I can't think of anyone better than you to answer them.
Oh, wow. I'd be honored to share what I know with your listeners. Hi, smarty pants. So, what do you think they'd want to know?
Well, for starters, what exactly is autism? How common is it? And what are some of the typical ways people with autism express themselves? And what are some things friends and family members can do to help support someone with autism?
All great questions. When do we start?
Right after this theme song. Get ready for another whiff of science and history on
Who smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted.
Are you hungry, Trusty? I brought some snacks. Brandon loves snacks, and so does his mother.
I'm good for now. So let's start with the most basic question. What exactly is autism?
Autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, or simply autism, is a developmental disability caused by differences that occur in the brain. People who are autistic tend to process things differently.
And by process things, you mean?
The way your brain handles information. As you know, your brain is the place for processing all the things that your senses are detecting. In people with ASD, the connections between neurons in the brain are different than people without ASD. And when those connections become disrupted in one way or another, it changes the way you perceive things. This can affect behavior and communication.
Can you give me an example?
For instance, a non-autistic person who finds themselves in an uncomfortable situation might sweat, blush, or chew their nails.
Or, if you're me, all three.
But an autistic person may not have the capacity to express themselves in the same manner. They might yell or stomp their feet, or they might have what appears to be no response at all. Either way, these responses are often misunderstood by people who don't understand what's happening.
I see.
Abby recognized this a few years ago when Brandon got super frustrated and threw himself on the ground during recess at school.
Come on, Brandon! Two more steps! You can do it!
Whoa! Whoops! I didn't make it!
That's okay. We'll try again.
Huh, it's so great he has her as a friend. So, does autism all take place in the brain?
Actually, research shows that sometimes there are changes that happen in your genes.
Smarty Pants, do you know what your genes are? No, not your blue genes. Your genes are like instructions inside your cells that help determine who you are. Part of the DNA that gets passed down from previous generations, like eye color, hair color, and how tall or short you'll be, is in your genes.
Exactly. Well, sometimes there are changes that occur that will increase the risk that a child will develop autism, but the parents themselves don't have to be autistic to pass on this gene.
Oh.
And sometimes it isn't related to your genes at all, but rather external factors.
Smarty Pants, do you know what external means? In this case, we're talking about factors outside the body. For example,
one or both parents being an advanced age, complications during a mom's pregnancy, or having a low birth weight, to name a few.
Gotcha.
It's important to remember that all of these things I just mentioned aren't causes for autism, but rather what are considered increased risk factors. The truth is, most people who experience these things will not have autism.
Okay, so how common is it? Before you answer, Trish, let's see what the Smarty Pants think. Smarty Pants, how common do you think autism is among kids in the United States? Is it A, 1 in 36 kids, B, 1 in 3,600 kids, or C, 1 in 36,000 kids?
The answer might surprise you, but if you said A, 1 in 36 kids, you're right.
Oh, wow. That's a lot more than I thought.
And the latest figures estimate the ratio is 1 in 44 adults.
Again, that's a lot more common than I would have thought. I'm sure most of the Smarty Pants listening know someone who is autistic. In fact, I know some of our Smarty Pants listening right now are autistic. And I hope they're enjoying this episode so far.
Hey, Mom, I almost got halfway across the balance beam.
That's great, Bran. Let me know when you want a snack.
I will. Come on, Abby, let's try again.
Actually, I could use a snack. If the offer still stands.
Of course, Trusty.
Okay, as we just learned, a lot of people are autistic. But is all autism the same?
Great question, Trusty. The answer is...
Coming up right after this quick break and a word from our sponsors. Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at IXL, you don't have to go it alone. IXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. IXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that, a tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used IXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the IXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because IXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, IXL has you covered, and all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to IXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust IXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up now at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. IXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at IXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never frozen meals arrive at your door ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right. With Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Now back to Who Smarted. Thanks for the chips, Trish. I hope I left enough for Brandon.
No worries, trusty. I always bring extra. He gets very upset if there isn't enough.
Anyway, you were about to tell me if all autism is the same. Smarty Pants, what do you think? Yes or no?
The answer is no.
Whoa.
There's actually a wide range of autism.
Smarty Pants, do you know the word that's used to describe this wide range of autism? We actually mentioned it earlier. Is it A, spectrum, B, fluctuation, or C, syndrome? The answer is
A, spectrum, which means range or variety. Autism is known as a spectrum disorder. On one end of the spectrum, there's high-functioning autism, also known as Asperger syndrome. That's where Brandon is.
Yes, I've heard of Asperger syndrome. How does that present itself?
Many people with Asperger tend to avoid direct eye contact, have difficulty socializing with others, are set in their routines, and have very specific areas of interest that they're highly focused on, typically subjects that utilize facts and figures.
Ooh, Smarty Pants, do you remember what Brandon was focused on? Did you say baseball?
Yep, that's it. Brandon is like the internet when it comes to baseball stats.
Amazing. And on the other side of the spectrum?
On the other side of the spectrum are kids with more severe learning issues who often require additional support systems to assist them. At school, Brandon is in what's called an inclusion classroom, where students with and without learning differences can all learn together.
That's great.
It truly is. I think it's important kids see that not everyone is alike and that there are kids who are different and have their own unique way of doing things.
I imagine that can be difficult for some kids to understand.
It can be, especially for autistic children who often require more time to respond. They can't figure out the right words to express themselves or are misunderstood by appearing not to care.
What would you recommend kids without ASD do to help support someone with autism?
Have patience, try to build up their confidence, and be open to different means of communication. Those are all helpful ways of establishing friendship with an autistic person.
Those are some great suggestions. As the parent of an autistic child, what are some things that you do to help support your son?
Each year before the school term begins, I meet with Brandon's new teacher, her assistants, and the principal to discuss the various issues affecting him specifically. Like many other kids with autism, transitions and changes in routine have a tendency to throw him off.
Like what?
Like a fire drill or a new person working in the cafeteria. In fact, I try to meet with everyone from cafeteria and custodial staff to security personnel, anyone who might have contact with Brandon during the school day.
Smart idea.
He's pretty set in his routines, and any sudden change can upset him. That's why I always give him a 5-minute and 2-minute verbal reminder when it's time to wrap up doing a project or practicing bass or watching baseball.
Makes sense. I have one other question. Why is it called autism?
Great question. Autism comes from the Greek word auto, meaning self. It was first used by a psychiatrist named Eugene Bleuler in 1908 to describe a patient who seemed to be withdrawn into his own world. Like I said, some autistic kids tend to have little to no reaction to things, so it appears as if they are removed or not quite there.
Ah, and ism in the medical sense means a condition. So autism became autism.
Hey, you two, how'd it go on the balance beam?
I'm not gonna lie. It was hard at first, but after 28 tries, I made it across without falling.
And I didn't even have to hold his hand.
Way to go, honey.
Yeah, I know 28 tries is a lot, but Aaron Judge struck out 42 times in his rookie season, so at least I did better than that. Right, Trusty?
Right, buddy. High five. A special shout out to Maddie for writing to us and requesting this episode topic. Maddie wrote that she has autism and wanted to further understand it and spread awareness to help others like her. Well, thank you. And hopefully we did just that. Oh, and of course, I can't forget her brother Josh and dad John. Thank you all so much for smarting with us and being part of our Smarty family. This episode, Autism, was written by Dave Davis and voiced by Dexter Mayo, Jenna Hoban, Gia Davis, and Jerry Kolber. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.